Hello dear friends, welcome to Wonder Wings and Wisdom, a podcast on self-help. Today, we are here to explore the transformative power of appreciation in our lives. I am your host Aditya Matapati, and today we are diving into the wonder of showing gratitude. Gratitude is more than just saying thank you. It's a profound emotion that can reshape our experiences and interactions. It's about recognizing the good in our lives and acknowledging the role others play in our journey. One can show gratitude to everything and anything in their lives, and behold, it will start bringing positivity in your lives and miracles will actually start happening. Let's start with a story. Picture this. Sarah, a young professional, started keeping a gratitude journal. Every night, she would write down three things she was grateful for. At first, it felt like a chore, but as days turned into weeks, Sarah noticed something incredible. The cloud of negativity that often hung her started to lift. She felt happier, more connected to her friends and family, and even her colleagues noticed a change in her demeanor. But why does gratitude have such a powerful impact? Research shows that when we express gratitude, our brain releases dopamine and serotonin, the neurotransmitters responsible for our emotions. They make us feel good and enhance our mood immediately, making us feel happy from the inside. Moreover, gratitude helps us build stronger relationships. When we express our appreciation for others, we are not only acknowledging their efforts, but also strengthening our social ties. It's a reciprocal effect. When we show gratitude, others are more likely to respond in kind, creating a cycle of kindness and appreciation. And let's not forget the health benefits. Studies suggest that grateful people may have better heart health, less inflammation, and lower blood pressure. They're also more likely to take care of their health by exercising more and attending regular checkups. So, how can we cultivate a habit of gratitude in our lives? It's simple, really. Start small. You could keep a gratitude journal like Sarah, or make a habit to tell one person a day what you appreciate about them. You could even take a moment each day to reflect on what you are thankful for, whether it's the warm sun on your face or the roof over your head. Remember, gratitude is a skill that we all can develop with a little bit of practice. It's about being present and mindful of the abundance in our lives, even during challenging times. To wrap up, I would like to leave you with a quote from Melody Beattie. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. From a personal point of view, I am grateful for all the love and affection that I receive from my parents, wife, son, brother, family members, friends and colleagues. So let's challenge ourselves to find something to be grateful for every day. It might just change the way we see the world. Thank you for tuning into Wonder Wings and Wisdom. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone who might need a little boost of positivity. Until next time, keep spreading the gratitude. Thank you.